Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mental health crisis in this country that is leading to so many of the other crises, including, sadly, some of these mass shootings, if not all of them. It's a mental health problem. So gun bills and restricting access to firearms and infringing on the Second Amendment is not going to help. And this is from the Texas Tribune. There's never, ever, ever enough in rural Texas. Millions of people in rural Texas who are vulnerable to higher rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide than their urban counterparts have only limited access to patchwork mental health services. Story headline. Uvalde was a mental health desert before a school shooting prompted Texas to respond with resources. After the May 24th school shooting, mental health help is now pouring into Uvalde, where a fourth of residents are uninsured and counseling options are few and far between. What is going on? Why do we have a mental health crisis? And why in children? You know, I could sit here and play the political game of left and right and blame games, which we'll do when it's appropriate and accurate. But this is, this isn't a political partisan thing to me. This is just a nation problem thing. I don't even know what the source of this problem would be. I mean, I think there's sources all over the place, quite frankly. I think the most accurate description would not to be to find the source of the problem, but just to say this is a sign of a collapsing nation. This is the sign of a collapsing civilization when children are anxious, depressed, whatever, and they need mental help all day. They need a psychiatrist. They need a therapist. They need drugs. What is that? That's a new phenomenon. That's not normal. That's not traditional. That's never been seen before. This is a new thing. I don't think drugs are the answer. I don't think psychiatrists are the answer. I think getting back to life is the answer. Now, maybe there's a problem with these school systems, public school systems built and treated like prisons. Maybe there's something wrong with the 7 or 8 hour school day. This should not be happening. Maybe it's the violent video games, the violent movies. I'm not sitting here. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here pointing fingers, saying all the answers. But I mean, this is just to sit here and say, look at how sick our kids are. Look at how much mental health problems we have. Now, the one thing here could be it's just extremely exaggerated. I do think there may be an aspect of that. Just looking for anything and everything to publish a story about the Texas shooting, so they could drastically over-exaggerate the problem. But there's no doubt there is a problem. I forget the story, but it was like 50% of college-age males are on some form of antidepressants or SSRI drugs. I mean, that is just bombing our civilization with drug abuse. But, oh, it's a prescription, so it's good for you. No. No, it's probably worse for you, actually. So, but what's the answer? Oh, we just need more. We need more of this, more of that, more gun control, more health advocates, more mental health advocates, more people in school. It's like we just keep going farther and farther away from normal human life the more we try to respond to stuff like this, and it just makes it worse. Lawmakers introduce bill to tax assault weapons 1,000%. Oh, so only the rich can have guns. I see. That's what we want. Lawmaker introduces bill, it's a Democrat bill, of course, Don Beyer, to tax assault weapons 1,000%. That way only rich people can have guns. That's what the Democrat elitists are all about, only rich people having guns. So that'll be them. They'll have guns, they'll have armed security, but they'll defund the police and disarm you. They just love you so much. These 27 Democrats voted against extra security for Supreme Court justices. This is one of the weirder things to me. Why are the Supreme Court justices' lives in danger? Because of Democrats and Democrat propaganda and Democrat hatred. And then Democrats, some of them vote to protect the Supreme Court justices that they put in harm, and then others don't. vote to protect the Democrat, the Supreme Court justice the Democrats put in harm's way. And then the ones that do vote, they virtue signal like, look at how great I am. I voted to protect them. No, you're the one that put them in danger.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give? Odds are you won't like what
you. All right, we're in the third hour now. I plan on opening up the phone lines here shortly. And then Paul Joseph Watson hosting the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we have put together, we're very proud of this, an immune support formula package at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate immune support pack. It includes Survival Shield X2. That's the nascent iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine, so we take care of that with Survival Shield X2. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium. Again, most people are deficient in vitamin D. Plus, we add the calcium in there. Kids love these gummies, by the way. They taste great. Vitamin D3 gummies with calcium in there. The immune support formula, we just put together an all-natural, organic ingredient immune support formula, things that are derived from nature that are known to help your immune system. We put it in a liquid tincture. It's the immune support formula. And then the whole food multivitamin in there as well. Just all kinds of vitamins and nutrients in the whole food multivitamin to get your daily needs met. In fact, I've got it right here in front of me. It's got 83% the daily value vitamin A. It's got 100% daily value vitamin D3. It's got 100% daily value vitamin K1. I'm just going through some of these that have the 100% now. Vitamin B12, 100%. Riboflavin, 100%. Thiamine, 100%. Magnesium, 100%. It's all in there, folks. Zinc, 100% of the daily value. That's why the whole food multivitamin is so great. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But that pack, all of those supplements together, that pack is the ultimate immune support pack. And that is on sale right now, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We want you to be happy and healthy. That's why we sell these great supplements. Take advantage, 60% off the ultimate immune support pack. All right. This is a pretty wild video that we have here. And you know, the trend is to stop Asian hate, right? Everybody knows about the Stop Asian Hate trend that we've been seeing, except all of a sudden it went away because it wasn't being done by white people. And so all of a sudden the liberals and the media didn't care about stopping Asian hate anymore when they couldn't blame it on white people. But here's a nice fresh example of some of the Asian hate from a non-whitey. And boy, oh boy, is this one fun here. She's not so bright. She hates Asians, and here she is, but we'll see if this one makes the Stop Asian Hate Brigade trend in clip 6.
Hey, Orlando, Florida, I'd like you to meet someone.
You're a Chinese bitch, not me.
Okay, I got my camera. I got my camera calling me that.
Chinese bitch.
Okay, thank you.
You want me to spell it for you? You're a Chinese bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, please, what they gonna do? You're a Chinese. You'll stop saying in front of them, you're a Chinese bitch. Now what?
We can trespass you.
Bitch. Chinese.
Okay, you're going on Facebook.
It is dumb to spew racial hate at someone who is recording you with their phone. But you know what's even dumber? To do that to someone as you're paying for your food and then wait around for the person you just insulted to make and give you your food, because that's what she did. And you know what's even dumber than that? Paying for your food with a debit card that not only has your name on it, it also has the name of your business. So, not the best move, Liz Knighton, owner of Body Beauty Bar in Orlando. She also allegedly went home and then left two nasty reviews for the business, making up stories that didn't happen. So apparently she's fine with people going to, say, a business and writing bad reviews that never took place. Although I can't imagine what further damage that could do. Her current Better Business Bureau rating is an F, including several very legitimate sounding complaints that were reported long before this video was made, including one claiming that she likes to take money and then not provide the services. That's not great, Liz, but I can finish this on a positive note. The place she was at, King Cajun Orlando Mills 50, looks absolutely amazing. Their food looks incredible. And it looks like they're about to open an additional location in Daytona Beach. So I think the next time I'm in Orlando, I'm going to have to stop by and try them for myself. And I hope to not see you there, Liz.
You think that's going to make the old Stop Asian Hate theater? No, somehow I doubt it. Also, I'd be willing to make quite a significant bet that that lady is a Democrat. Yeah. I have a feeling I know what she would say if I asked her how she felt about Donald Trump. Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Oh, liberals, they're everywhere, and their hatred just overwhelms them. Really just incredible stuff. Sad stuff, but there it is. Let me do this right now as well. Incredible footage of a police officer in Naperville. This is outside of Chicago. And, guys, I'll pitch to the video here. But so this police officer is dealing with a traffic stop. The guy is delaying, and he's dealing with him for now more than 10 minutes. And he obviously called up a friend of his to, I guess, come assault the officer. And so here it is. Guy pulls up in a vehicle. Police, okay, what's going on? Guys, give me the audio here. Does this one have audio? Or I guess the doc cam doesn't have audio. We'll go to body cam. So he runs out. Oh, there it is. So he runs out to try to... Yeah, here's the body cam. Watch this. At this point, at the traffic stop, the officer's been on the scene with the driver for more than 11 minutes when a guy pulls up to try to hatchet him.
I just been attacked. I just shots fired. Shots fired.
All right, so there you go. There you see it. And, I mean, obviously, folks, the problem here is the hatchet. I mean, that hatchet was out of control. I mean, that poor innocent man was taken advantage of by a radical hatchet. He comes out of the car. He's got his hatchet. And he tries to attack the police officer with it. And he doesn't make it more than three steps before the officer puts him down. Down goes the hatchet, man. Oh, I'm sure it's the hatchets to blame. We should probably ban hatchets. And disarm police and ban hatchets. That's the answer here. Pretty incredible stuff there, isn't it? Pretty amazing stuff. Police officers are the ones that get attacked and demonized and everything. And look, I've had plenty of problems with cops over the years. I still have plenty of problems with bad cops. I have more of a problem, I think, with the law than I do individual police officers. But that's what police deal with all the time. And they just get hate, sadly, when they put those criminals down. It's what they do. All right, I'm going to give out the phone number now. We'll start aggregating calls. I'll probably take calls in the last two segments that I'm with you here today. I'm going to do a news blitz in the next segment. But anything I've covered so far today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've covered so far today is fair game. I'm going to come back in the next segment. I'm going to do a news blitz, try to get the rest of this news off my desk. And then we will take phone calls until Paul Joseph Watson takes over. But of course, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible, including the great crew. Did you hear about this one, though, as we go to break? DC star kidnaps teenager and vanishes. Authorities continue searching. I've covered this Ezra Miller story before. You know, they say you can't make it in Hollywood these days without being a liberal or a pedophile. Lucky for them, most of them are the same. You can knock both those birds out with each one. But now this guy, after allegedly abusing these teenage girls, now has kidnapped them and is missing. Man, that is some wacky, wild stuff there. I don't think he'll be playing Flash in the next...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We have a war in Iraq. We have COVID, which has really constraints that COVID has played. We have a war in Iraq. We have COVID, which has really constraints that COVID has played. We have a war in Iraq.
Jeez, COVID, another geriatric mushmouth, corrupt criminal Democrat, Nancy Pelosi. She can't even talk right. By the way, she's up there wearing a Ukrainian badge, wearing a Ukrainian bracelet, wearing Ukraine colors, and then she says the war in Iraq. She's gone. Why are we still dealing with these geriatric old criminal fools like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden? Ugh. Oh, God. The day that we don't have to deal with these criminals anymore, the day this country rids itself of the Democrat Party, folks, we are going to see so much prosperity, such a boom of life and love and happiness and rejuvenation of the American way of life and just everything that comes with it. It's going to be awesome, man. We're going to do it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be a lot of crossroads and a lot of obstacles, but we're going to do it. I really believe so. I hope I'm alive to witness it, but we're going to defeat the evil globalists, we're going to defeat the corporate world government, and we're going to rid ourselves of the biggest scourge in the history of this nation, the Democrat Party. And we're going to start to see life and love and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and prosperity combined like we have never seen in this country. And it's going to be incredible. But we got to get those maggots. We have to get these maggots like Nancy Pelosi out of our way, who wears the Ukrainian colors and bracelet and lapel pin and then says it's the war in Iraq. Wow. All right. Let's do a news blitz here before we start to take phone calls. Joe Biden shatters all records of migrants entering the United States at open southern border. Yeah, it's 3 million a year now pouring in, and you're paying for all of it. Isn't that nice? Don't you love having a wide open border? And getting replaced by people that come here for free the illegal way? Yeah. Mail-in ballots found scattered along local San Diego freeway. Oh, I'm sure nothing to find there. A California man found several mail-in ballots on the freeway near San Diego last week. Yeah, just some boxes of mail-in ballots. I don't know. If somebody called the local Democrat Party, they may be missing some ballots. Hey, Democrats, we found your ballots, in case you're missing them. You know, former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says, "I don't think the Department of Education should exist." Wow. Bow, queen. I love somebody that works for the government that has disdain for the government. That's the kind of government worker I like, one that has distrust and disdain even for the very government it works for, like Betsy DeVos. Too true, Betsy. The Department of Education shouldn't exist. I agree. I'd start to shut this government down quicker than you could even imagine. Oh, boy. The left is really mad at Elon Musk. He voted for Myra Flores. He wants Ron DeSantis to run. So the left is just all up in a tizzy because they don't like him. Here's Jamal Bowman, a Democrat from New York. He's a real piece of trash. Elon Musk is not a leader. He's just another Republican billionaire who supports white supremacy and authoritarianism because he doesn't want his workers to unionize or to pay his fair share in taxes. Oh, and there it is. Here come the tropes against Elon Musk. The GOP just tried to end democracy, and now he's supporting them. The GOP tried to end democracy. The Democrats are the ones that cheat all day. We all know that. They don't even want you to have voter ID. Why do you think that is? They have illegal immigrants coming here and voting for them. Why do you think that is? They don't want an audit of the 2020 election. Why do you think that is? Should I go on? Jamal Bowman, what an absolute scum human. They're mad at Elon Musk because they can't control him. That's what it really comes down to. They want to control the billionaire class, like the Bill Gates and the Jeff Bezoses of the world. And when they can't control Elon Musk, that makes them mad. Democrats like to control your life. They like to control you. And if they can't, they get mad. By the way, guys, see if you can find this. I'm sorry, I meant to print it. Elon Musk was talking about this the other day. There's all of these government incentive programs to get people to buy electric vehicles. And so you can go out. In fact, it's such a crime, actually, what Obama did. If you go out and buy a car, you have to pay a gas guzzler tax. I think it's like $5,000 or something. Obama put that tax on the books. You buy a combustion engine, you're paying a tax for it. It's called the gas guzzler tax. Total criminal activity. Thanks, Barack. But they also did an incentive where they give you like $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 cash back if you buy an electric vehicle. But here's the thing. They didn't give that to Tesla. All the other motor companies got that advantage, that cashback incentive to buy an electric vehicle, except Tesla. Why is that, I wonder? They really don't like Elon Musk, which just makes me like him all the more. FAA requires SpaceX to make environmental adjustments to move forward with its Starship program in Texas. Yeah, government getting in Elon Musk's way again. Government always getting in your way, always wanting to run your life and control you. I'm sick of government, quite personally. Democrats love government because it's a tool of control. It's a source of power for them and their lust for control and power in your life. Here's a perplexing one. Murder suicides by pilots are vexing airlines as deaths mount. And this is really in the aftermath of a story in China. And it's funny because I remember seeing this and thinking it had to be intentional. And they said it was a mistake, but then they admitted, no, it was a murder-suicide, where you have these airline pilots literally nosediving into the ocean and into the mountains. And it's like, what? So this is just a perplexing one here, folks. Murder-suicides by pilots vexing airlines as deaths mount. Now, I know what some of you are probably thinking. I don't know. Maybe it is a vaccine thing, but I don't necessarily see that here for sure. That's a new one. That's interesting. Fortunes of crypto billionaires are melting with Bitcoin crash. Everything's crashing in the Biden economy. And, of course, all those people that told you to invest in Bitcoin, it's the be-all, end-all. It'll solve every problem on the planet. And then you lost your money, and they made a lot of money with corporate crypto sponsorships, so they didn't mind. But you lost all your money. They didn't tell you there was a risk involved. But, yeah, it's just everything's collapsing under Biden. Here's an interesting one. Obama to install 2,500-gallon commercial-grade propane tank for Martha's Vineyard estate. So Obama, who says that sea levels are going to kill us all and then buys multiple beachfront mansions, is he preparing for apocalypse? 2,500-gallon propane tank for Obama? What is he preparing for, the apocalypse? That is a pretty, pretty odd one right there. Savage monster accused of decapitating pregnant ex-girlfriend and throwing head in a dumpster. Wow. Wow. Must be some of that mighty white supremacy. No, exact opposite, actually. So you're not going to hear about a white girl being decapitated and head in a dumpster from a non-white supremacist. Wild brawl breaks out at D.C. half-smoke restaurant. No arrests made. You should have seen the video. It's crazy. But no arrests made because it's culture. See, it's their culture, they say. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Your calls, other side.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today. Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I apologize to callers on the line. We're going to have to preempt your calls here, and so I just want to explain this to the callers on the line. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones any minute now, and then in the next segment, Pete Santilli as well with Alex. So I apologize to callers on the line, but Alex is going to be joining us here any moment now, so I'm not going to be able to take calls. So instead, I'll just do a news coverage here until we are joined by Alex.
This is a story that is not getting much coverage in the media, but you need to understand something about it because I think it's going to come back to the front pretty soon. That's the lower food and fuel costs bill, which was proposed more than a month ago by Biden and the Democrats, and I think it's starting to get new life again. U.S. Rep. Angie Craig applauds Lower Food and Fuel Costs Act as it's about to get to the floor to a vote. Now, here's what you need to understand about this. They want to lower the fuel costs is really what they're trying to do here by putting more ethanol out there, which is using corn in fuel. Folks, this is not going to lower the price of gasoline, and it's going to raise the price of food. What do you think happens when you're no longer using that corn for food? Not just for people to eat, but for livestock to eat. So the Lower Food and Fuel Cost Act is going to not lower the price of gas, and it's going to increase the price of food. Our leaders are clowns. Our leaders are clowns. Oh, it's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. Los Angeles soft-on-crime District Attorney George Gascon blamed for the death of two police officers this week. Yeah, another criminal that Gascon lets out of jail goes out and commits another murder. It's typical in Democrat cities. They release the criminals from jail. Oh, but then they tell you about January 6th, and they tell you about people that need to be in jail for the rest of their lives and never committed a crime, never hurt a fly. But, oh, actual hardened murderers and rapists and criminals? Eh, Democrats let them out on the street to rape and murder again. No problem. No problem. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. All right, the left is coming for Lauren Boebert because she tells the truth, and that angers Democrats. Now, so they tried to do a hit piece on her yesterday. Liberals rushed to spread bogus Lauren Boebert escort and abortion rumors. They found some pictures of, I guess, a hooker on the internet that apparently bragged about abortions, and they said it was Lauren Boebert. It wasn't. She's also looking at lawsuits for defamation in regards to this. We'll see the luck she has there. She's not a Democrat, so it's a lot harder to win cases like that. Only Democrats win those cases, it seems. But here's what I found funny about this. This is Will Sumner. I shared the Daily Beast story that I just had the headline. And this is hilarious. Let's see if you guys catch on. Let's see if you guys catch on here from Will Sumner sharing the Lauren Boebert story. I'm sorry, but the viral Lauren Boebert escort and abortion story is obviously fake. Yes, Will, like everything else you liberals believe. Russian collusion, Russian propaganda, Hunter Biden's laptop isn't real. Should we go on? Safe and effective? Should we go on? Do we need to go on? I'm sorry, but the Lauren Boebert escort and abortion story is obviously fake, says liberal Will Sumner. Yeah, everything you guys believe is fake. And not only fake, obviously fake. Everything you guys believe is obviously fake. Not just the Lauren Boebert story. Everything. Every story. Jussie Smollett. Everything liberals believe is obviously fake. You just figured it out one time. You're one for your whole life. You figured it out with Lauren Boebert's story there. Now, I'm not the guy obsessed with race, because I'm not a racist, bigot, liberal Democrat. They're the racist bigots in this country. But I'm pretty sure that Clarence Thomas is the only black Supreme Court justice for now. I don't think the pedophile supporting judge has officially been put in her place yet. So as of now, I believe it's Clarence Thomas is the only one. So why are Democrats trying to remove him from the bench? MSNBC, the case for impeaching Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, guess what their case is? Their case is that his wife is a Trump supporter. That's their case. They don't like his wife. They don't like his wife telling it like it is. They don't like his wife that doesn't trust the 2020 election results. They don't like his wife that likes Donald Trump, and so they want to remove Clarence Thomas because they don't like his wife. You Democrats are sick people. You all belong in mental institutions. Maybe we should just send you all to Mars, since you hate this planet so much. Maybe you'll like it on Mars. Maybe you can find a way to destroy Mars. That'd be a challenge. I'd actually like to see Democrats. I challenge Democrats to try to destroy Mars like they've destroyed America. That's a challenge for them. That would be an interesting challenge. Let's see Democrats try to destroy Mars. But so they want to remove Clarence Thomas from the bench because they don't like his politics. They don't like his wife. He's the only black justice on there right now. So, wow, I guess that would mean Democrats are racist. But we all knew that. Here's more proof. This is a Democrat professor at Cal State. Attention, white people. This is Professor Malina Abdullah, Cal State. Attention, white people. Please do not ask if you can come to the cookout. Juneteenth is Freedom Day for black folks. It should be Reparation Day for white folks. Ah, spoken like a true hardcore bigot. She must be a liberal Democrat, and she is. She's also a professor. Now, I'd love to see the logic of individuals who have never been slaves getting paid by individuals who have never owned slaves for slavery. That's called liberal logic. Might also be called a mental disorder, because it is. But it's even more absurd than that, because they'll say, oh, what about your ancestors? Okay, so you're going to have people whose ancestors that have never been enslaved being paid off by people whose ancestors who have never had slaves. So as you see, the logic still plays out. It's still the same logic, because when logic can be applied universally, it's logic. When logic cannot be applied universally, it's propaganda. That's why liberal logic is so frustrating, because it's not logic. It's propaganda. And here's some more of it. This is hilarious. Opinion, it's about damn time we got a celebrity apology like Lizzo's. So Lizzo writes a song about how she likes to fight and shoot people and chop men's penises off. Not even kidding you. She writes a song about how she likes to fight people and chop men's penises off. But there's a lyric in her song, Girls, that's all about chopping men's penises off and fighting in the club. But there's a lyric in there. It goes, do you see this? Beep. I'm a spaz. I'm about to knock somebody out. She the only one. Here, let me just read some of these lyrics here for you. I'm a spaz. I'm about to knock somebody out. We throwin' them bows, let's F it up. That's the type of fight I'm looking for. Let me take these earrings off and hit the boozy ratchet with my friends. I'm gonna go Lorena Bobbitt on him so he can never beep again. Now you can't beep again. And it goes on, the same stuff in the song. Now, of all those lyrics, which one do you think was offensive, and which one do you think Lizzo was apologizing for? The part where she talks about chopping men's penises off or fighting in the club, promoting the violence? No, it was spaz. Spaz, because apparently spaz is ableist. I'm not even kidding you. Lizzo apologizes for ableist lyrics using the word spaz because there's some disorder called spastic something. And so she used spaz, and she apologized because someone sent her a message saying, I have spastic disorder, I'm offended. But not at her chopping off men's penises or fighting in the club or all of her other disgusting smut that she puts out. It was the word spaz that did it. Ah, liberals. Put them in the mental institutions and watch everything else work itself out.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Lots of big breaking developing news. You're not going to find it covered anywhere else like right here on the Alex Jones Show. And Alex Jones joins us on the phone now. I'm not even sure what Alex is breaking right now. He's about to be joined by Pete Santilli as well. So, Alex, I'm waiting here on the edge of my seat to know what the big news is.
Well, I was told about this from some of the inside sources for some of the more well-known defendants that have been charged with the seditious conspiracy situation, and they knew that the committee was swearing people in, acting like it was a real hearing under law, which it is, and then when they were having witnesses in the room to listen to other witnesses, and when they'd already pre-coached them, that is completely illegal. That's how you rig a trial. Anyone, even if they were an axe murderer, would have to be released from jail and charges dropped whenever things like this happen. This is just 101 that you do not do this. And it's the same thing the Democrats do in civil cases and criminal cases all over the United States. They're doing it in Canada as well. They have weaponized the judiciary. So I was told about this on Monday and Tuesday because they were clearly just violating the law out in front of the whole world, not just tainting the jury pool, but saying people were convicted, airing edited tapes, falsified evidence, violating the rule of completeness, where if you show a clip, you've got to show it in context or show basically the whole clip or most of the clip. So if it's a two-hour show, you got to show 15 minutes of it. If it's a five-minute clip, you got to show 4 minutes of it. You got to show at least the majority of it instead of edited tapes, similar to what Schiff already did three times in the committee, editing emails to say completely false things about Trump and others. And so we have CNN pieces saying, I'm guilty. CNN piece is saying that I basically commanded the attack on the Capitol. We've got that piece coming up next segment. And so whether Joe Biggs is guilty or not, whether Stuart Rhodes is guilty or not, I don't believe they're guilty of seditious conspiracy that they go in the Capitol. Would a Democrat maybe get a trip to jail and out in 2 hours for that? Yeah. So maybe jail for 2 hours and then out in 2 hours. You know, if it's a equally applied justice system, certainly not seditious conspiracy, and they certainly weren't being commanded by me or Trump or anybody else. That's why I was there trying to stop people going to the Capitol. In the same CNN piece that they did covering the hearings and how I'm a dangerous extremist, they said that I was there encouraging people to go into the Capitol, and they show footage without audio of me saying, don't go in the Capitol. It'll be a new Kent State. You'll get shot. You'll get killed. So these people are absolute criminals. The committee, Liz Cheney, all of them are working in concert with a controlled corporate press. And so the big announcement that Pete has here, and I was told this 2 days ago, talked to some folks last night, confirmed it, but he talked to the same people, I'll leave it at that, that are very close to the case. And those filings are happening within hours to say you have to let all of these people that you showed in the committee with edited tapes, because you had witnesses in the same room that are going to be called in the criminal case, and you had witnesses in there listening to the other witnesses, because you've done this on purpose to put out your fake narrative to taint the whole world's mind, everybody has to be released now. And again, better than 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. Well, these people are innocent of what they've claimed. It's a total fraud, and we are truly in a banana republic, rigged kangaroo court, show trial system, and this is the case. And the same thing's happening with my Sandy Hook cases that are designed to get rid of the First Amendment. Democrats have bragged about this on national television and said, now that we're going to be able to shut Alex Jones down, they think we'll be able to basically shut everybody else down. So that's the precedent. Defaulting me, saying we didn't give them all the stuff they asked for, which is a lie, then saying they're going to have a jury trial on how guilty I am, but that we're not supposed to be able to even talk at these upcoming show trials that begin in late July. And I'm not putting myself in the middle of the story. I'm explaining this is part of a concerted effort, the suits against Trump, the criminal investigations against Trump, all the things that are being done against the rest of the independent media, all the different lawsuits being filed against the independent media is an attempt to shut everybody down. And so we are all having our rights taken right now. This is a blueprint for all of America. As Tucker Carlson said just on Monday of this week, he said this is a blueprint to criminalize the political opposition to the Democratic Party in America, because the Democratic Party has lost. Everybody hates them. There's a political realignment against them. So this is their last desperate gamble. But they even had to cancel one of the day's hearings because the ratings are so low and no one's buying it, and people are getting very angry at him. So Pete Santilli has got the specifics here. This is exclusive, coming down today. Multiple defendants, multiple group filings demanding that they be released because the entire system of due process has been violated in royal flush spades. Pete Santilli.
Thank you, Alex. That's right. It is. This is exclusive. I've gotten word now. It's imminent. Within hours, there will be a filing on behalf of all of the January 6th defendants. I'm sure all of them will join in, but a group is going to be doing a filing en masse. And let me just tell you how egregious these violations are. And they're basic fundamental constitutional violations. If you go read the Sixth Amendment, due process violations, you're supposed to have an adequate defense. Of course, representation by your attorney. But let me tell you what's happened here. I believe that that Liz Halliburton Cheney is so psychotically zealous towards getting President Trump that she essentially destroyed any possibility of a fair trial. Now, let me tell you that there's legal precedence here. Ollie North, I think it was back in 1991, was convicted. And the way he was convicted was after he was forced to give testimony in the Iran-Contra committee hearings. He asserted his Fifth Amendment, right? They compelled him to give testimony. And then by doing so, they brought him to trial. Although they offered him immunity, They withheld that, brought him to trial, and he was convicted. As a result of that conviction, they appealed it, and on appeal, almost identical to the circumstances here at the January 6th hearings, is that basically the jury pool was tainted. Another thing, Alex Jones, he's not a defendant, but I'll give you an example of how the jury pool was tainted. This Marcus Childress, he's an officer of the court, an attorney. He doctored evidence and lined up a video creating a certain impression that essentially is irreversible. What they say is you cannot unring a bell. So this bell has been rung in two hearings. I mentioned this to Owen the other day, that there are blessings in disguise here. A, they're getting caught doctoring evidence, giving just horrifying a testimony without any cross-examination or challenging of anything that they're presenting. This is so egregious that I'm gonna make the call right now. There is a strong possibility that the defendants that are locked up in the gulag could literally walk, not just walk out the door, but also have all of their charges dropped, a mistrial before the trial even begins.
And Pete, let me just add this. Anywhere else in America, in Michigan, where the jury said, no, these people are not guilty in the fake Whitmer kidnapping false flag event, you're absolutely right, or in Texas, or even in a place like New York, or Florida, or even California, but D.C. has such rigged courts and such rigged systems on record. You know, we just saw that with the Sussman verdict, where he's caught red-handed, nothing happens because he works for Hillary. These judges may just go ahead and say, no, we don't care, they can do anything, and that sets the precedent. So how does that, what's the process there? I guess that's appealed to a higher court, because as you said, these are cut and dry, basic 101 rules of the game, and they're able to do this is just incredible. That's question A. Question B, Pete, and also Owen, why do you think they're so reckless? Why are they so wild-eyed? Why are they doctoring evidence in front of everybody? Why are they doing this when they fundamentally know it's against the law?
Well, I'll go first. I'll make it quick, Pete. They're psychotic, Alex. They're psychotic, and I don't think there's anybody that has committed to understand the psychology of liberals right now in media. I pick a lot of it up from the great Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, who's kind of past his prime as well. No disrespect. They're psychotic. They have a mental disorder, and everything, the liberal agenda, trumps everything else in their mind. You have to understand this. In everything they do, the liberal propaganda, the liberal agenda trumps everything else. So when you see them acting like this, understand. They're number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number all their top 100 priorities are all whatever the liberal agenda is. So they're acting like psychos because of it. Pete?
Yeah, and that's why I said psychotic zeal. Liz Halliburton-Cheney, there's a couple of elements here. They have a window of opportunity. The DOJ will not prosecute if you get too close to the November elections. So they were pressed for time. There was this mad rush to bring the Soviet show trial. But they're so zealous about going after President Trump that they even if they wanted to prosecute President Trump, here's the case. United States of America versus Ollie North as the appellant. The circumstances are almost identical because of his testimony to a congressional hearing. He tainted the jury. It's essentially
the Supreme Court. Pete, didn't that finally go to the Supreme Court?
That was an appeals court in the District of Columbia. So no judge is going to override, you know, well-settled law already ruled upon by an appeals court. Their career would be destroyed at that point, no matter how corrupt they are.
Well, that's right. From day one, we pointed out that they had these show trials. It would do the same thing that happened in the Oliver North case. So the question is, why would they do this? Because they only care about the optics and demonizing their political opposition as terrorists. I think you both agree. Everybody agrees. Some people walk down the street and say, man, leave these hearings.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.